USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying some states may be free to move towards reopening from the coronavirus shutdown as early as today. The president saying last evening that the states would have to meet requirements outlined in the new guidelines, which include metrics for coronavirus testing and protocols to protect vulnerable populations. The president reversing course and saying ultimately the decision of when to reopen will be up to each individual state governor. Starting today, New Yorkers are required to wear masks or cloth coverings while out in public due to an executive order issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this week. And the Maryland governor, Republican Larry Hogan, has issued a similar order.
To give these retailers time to make these adjustments, this order will go into effect beginning Saturday at 7 a.m.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There's new reaction from Republicans to the Democratic governor of California's decision to give taxpayer money during the pandemic to illegal immigrants. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Governor Gavin Newsom plans on giving $500 coronavirus stimulus checks to illegal aliens. Now, the state has an estimated 2 million illegals. Some of the money, $75 million, will come from taxpayers. But California's Republican State Senate leader Shannon Grove slamming Newsom for the payout, saying the funds should be spent on food banks, education, and local governments suffering revenue shortfalls because of the coronavirus pandemic.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy outraged that the bodies of 17 residents at an Andover nursing home were allowed to, in his words, pile up in a makeshift morgue. He's asking the Attorney General to investigate, and he's asking for a review of all long-term care facilities since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The president is focusing on reopening the U.S. economy, but Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks before he'll agree to opening the border with the United States. There are travel restrictions in place along the U.S. borders with Canada and Mexico because of the outbreak. A federal judge is rejecting a new trial for an ally of President Trump. The judge denying Roger Stone's motion yesterday after Stone tried to get another trial after claiming jury misconduct. The judge, Amy Berman Jackson, did say that Stone's legal team failed to show that bias played a role in the verdict. Stone was sentenced this year for lying to Congress and for witness tampering. The western United States appearing to be approaching a mega drought. A Columbia University study shows half of nearly a two-decade drought stems from man-made global warming. Other factors, including shrinking reservoirs because of heavy fire seasons, there are no signs of the drought letting up as temperatures are projected to keep climbing in states from Oregon to New Mexico. Researchers say they believe it could be the worst drought in over 1,200 years in that region. And remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News.